This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Welcome back, people! It's the Trim Healthy Podcast, you know? I mean, you hit play on the podcast that you chose. You already know it's the Trim Healthy Podcast. But we're glad you're here. You're really the best part of the podcast. Why? Because it doesn't work without you. That's why.
That's true.
If without you, it's three people in a room talking to themselves.
Hey, do you know what I heard? 2 weeks ago, I heard that so many thousands of podcasts start, right? But most of them never reach over 30 episodes.
Really?
You know, how many episodes are we in if we want to pat ourselves on the back here, John? We're like closing in on 290.
290.
It sounds better when you say 290.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Can we do it in minutes?
You know, I just have a little bit of a thought here today. I'm just going to bell it all. Just start, right? Mm-hmm. It was something that Pearl and I just passed by really quickly when we were in Dallas at the cafe doing the live party.
It's not Dallas. It's Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Oh.
Cafe's in Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Dallas,
no, that's literally
close by.
Me in Texas. They're like, what city in Texas? It's always Dallas. I could have been anywhere in Texas, but that's, I think.
Well, you come into the airport at Dallas, see?
That's what it is.
And when we were in Australia, yeah. You know, all the cool shows, they came out
Serene,
of Dallas.
That was China.
On TV, remember?
Just kidding.
There was one show called Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just really big in my head. Mm. One show called Dallas.
Yeah.
But, you know, we actually just mentioned it in passing. And we just said really quickly, and it kind of related, I think, to what we were saying. And it was like, you can never, ever grow old. You can, like, I'm just going off now. You can darn well age.
Mm-hmm.
But you can never grow old because it's only when you stop growing that you age. Mm. And so I want to just take a little bit of a potty.
I dig it. And
I haven't really thought much about it. Like before I came here, I just chucked a couple of scrippies for good old Leslie Pops, you know, just for her sake. And I just put it and I just checked out the internet, a little quick Google search before we started, just so I could have some meat and bones, you know. But I want you and Pearl and Dan to help me out on this thing. And we're just going to riff on the fact that we can never grow old because as long as you got the grow part in there, you are not aging. And
do
I'm
you,
really
what do you mean by
that?
Because I get what you're saying. You're going in a constantly growing direction. Yes,
no,
you're
no,
growing
no, you're
in
not.
Wisdom. No, I'm not getting it.
Okay. No, you are getting it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying people as they live
yes.
aren't constantly going in a growing direction. Some people as they're getting chronologically older
yes.
have stopped growing and they're yeah. actually regressing.
That's what
that's
I mean.
When they age.
That's when
yes.
they age.
Yes.
But we do get on in years.
Gifted.
But it doesn't mean we're gifted in years. But it doesn't mean that we are growing, regressing.
Yes. And it doesn't mean that stereotype, oh, old and stodgy, starting mm-hmm. to rust over the hill. No. If we're growing, we're not getting over the hill.
Yeah.
We're climbing to just higher summits.
So
we're
actually
not going
growing
down
old
the other
should
side.
Be looked at in a different way.
Yes.
We can grow old in the best way if we're growing.
Yes. Yeah. And I just want to, I've got a few things to read later, but I just want to just open mic, riff it with you guys and just say, hey, like, even let's just start with the physical.
Okay.
I actually feel, Pearl, looking at you, that you are now younger in body than you were 5 years ago.
Yes.
That you've
I
actually
feel it.
Reversed
hey.
The clock because you
I'm
got
next.
Excited about exercising.
Do me next.
You know, you got excited yes. about exercising. And you said the other day, come and feel these thighs of mine, Serene. You can punch them. And beforehand, when you used to say punch them, I never did it, but you would do it for me. You would just punch them yourself. And you could see the natural little, good old, like,
little
yeah. tiny. It wasn't terrible, but it was a little. And I actually went and punched those thighs. They looked punch worthy. And they were steel.
Mm.
They weren't masculine, but they were steel.
Cold
and I
steel.
Got all freaked out. I'm like, whoa. So I had to up my game because I'm like, freak out. She's
well, that's
like,
because, guess why? Because I started using, like you, kettlebells in our workins.
Yeah.
That's what did it, Serena.
Pearl, that's your new stage name, Cold Steel.
Cold Steel.
No, but like I'm looking at you and your posture is different. Like when you stand stronger and you have more muscle tone. And I just want to say that even spiritually, like just the things that you've had to walk through mm-hmm. lately that have been, you know, deep valleys as far as, yeah, challenging. There's been so much growth in you, in your character and spiritually that there has become this extra lightheartedness upon you because you walk in more freedom. Mm. Because going through those hard times have just made you a person that's like, okay, nothing can keep me down. Like I've gone through hard times and guess what? I've come up the other side with God's help. So there's this light, like burdenless, like no fears carried in the backpack feel about you. So I actually look at you and think, oh, you're younger.
You know what it reminds me of?
Chronically more aged. Thank you, Serena. I feel it.
It reminds me of Cold Steel.
And Dan, your turn. Your turn, Dan.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Danny, and Cold Steel.
Yeah. No, but Dan.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
Let's go 5 years back to you.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
sitting in that other potty cabin that I'm staring out the window at, because now we're in this newer, like upstairs of the barn.
I'm getting excited.
But we were in the rat one with where we had to have those special
cockroach pallets.
What was that thing we used to make ads for? The
Geico.
Particular molecule
yeah, to get rid of the rat smell.
Like running 20 miles to get rid of the rat smells. You were sitting there in the rat potty cabin.
There I was.
And you were like, coming with your wife's robe. Like you'd gone to Kroger's in the robe and then coming with the same robe and sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
And your headspace was that of tiredness. Like you were worn out on your journey.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting here to, you know, looking at you today and you're just a barrel of jokes. But it's not just jokes to cover a weakness inside. You know how some people can do that? Mm-hmm. They look all like party animal on the outside, but you can see the inside. They're just not that way.
Yeah.
No, I'm just looking right through to your heart and saying you are wearing joy inside to out.
I feel that. Yeah.
And let's also, go. Dan, your keep muscles going. Have grown.
Okay.
They really have.
Oh,
like
Dan, his muscles and his fat content on his body's grown, which he wanted to.
Yes.
It's at the just right place now.
These changes have been positive.
They have.
They've been in this growth pattern of health inside and out. And so I'm looking
at you. I've seen two, Serene, on Dan since we're just patting one another's backs, but this is a good thing to do. I've seen you grow in your responsibility as a father.
Yes.
I've seen you grow in wisdom as a husband. I've seen you take them as your most precious, precious pathways in life. And that's huge growth too. I've seen it.
Yeah, I want people that haven't listened. I don't know what all their names are, but some of the potties where Dan really goes off about fatherhood and about relationships within family, they are gold. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, he has a lot of wisdom to say about family and fatherhood, which is incredible because what growth? Because he's come from a situation where nothing was imparted to him. You know, via passing down the generations, it all came through your own, you know, walking through it and needing strength in the moment as a father. And you just needed to call out to the father.
This feels
good. I just see so much growth on you. And it's just inspiring me when I saw that quote that we mentioned on that potty in Fort Worth. That if as long as you're growing, you're not aging. And it's encouraging to me because, you know, nobody wants to age. It's a yucky word, age.
Yeah.
I want to be gifted in years. That's fantastic. That's exciting. And it's okay for me to get chronologically older, but I don't want to flippin' well age. Mm. So I'm really excited that I've got this new inspiring idea.
Basically,
in my
brain. You're not saying it wrong, I think. You don't want to regress. You don't want to regress. You can age. That's fine. Yes. That's growing in years.
Right.
But you don't want to regress.
But most people, the thought of aging is regression.
Yeah, it's
that
a connotation.
Over the hill, like you've reached your prime and now you're going down the other side.
Yes.
But there's no going down the other side as long as you're still growing mentally, emotionally.
Well, Serena, I've seen the same growth in you. I mean, since we're all, you know, just encouraging one another. I mean, when we first.
I wasn't going to let Serena get away.
When we first started this potty, she used to come to every potty exasperated. Literally with no joy on your face because you couldn't figure out how to do potties and raise your family at the same time.
I know.
You wore guilt because you had to take away time from your family. It was, you know, you had fear at the time. Mm-hmm. You came in here and you would sigh and you would almost cry because, you know, we had to do this and it was something on your life. You knew you had to do the responsibility, but you didn't know how to juggle it.
No, I didn't.
And now every time you come in, you're just laughing and you're just having a blast. And so you've grown.
Hey.
And I just want to say, I mean, I've seen you grow in so many ways, too, health ways. I've seen you abandon and throw away bondage that you were wearing that you didn't have to, with like sticking to, oh my goodness, that has a bit of canola oil in it. I shall never touch it.
Right.
I mean, you're still a purist, but you've able to have just some regular freedom to live in this world too.
Yeah.
And I've seen Serene be more vulnerable.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, more vulnerable and more bold even.
Yeah, I would say that.
Vulnerability and boldness.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean for it to have to be reciprocated. But like just tooting my own horn.
Yeah, toot it. Like literally. Yeah.
Okay, no, but listen, I got to the stage and I think it was just after I had those three miscarriages in a row and I still did try and maintain exercise for the most part.
Yeah.
I really did. But I hadn't changed up things for years.
Yeah.
I'd been kind of stuck in a rut. And I remember starting to think, oh, okay, I'm going to start getting back to my kettlebells, doing a few things. And I remember trying to do moves that I had done a decade earlier and not having the same balance, not having the same strength. And I'm like, oh my, like I have regressed.
Yeah, because you went through a really hard something. Yeah. You went through three miscarriages. You couldn't exercise for a while.
Yeah. But I felt like I'd actually, you know, regressed aged.
Yeah. You
know, inverted commas. But I'm here. Like I feel like my fitness level is now the peak that I've never had this kind of peak fitness level. Not in even my 20s.
Yes.
Not even in my 20s. And I've actually had times where I actually worked out harder, but dumber. Yeah. Like I overworked out and like pushed myself too hard. But right now I actually feel peak at 45 than when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
Like peak. Like so. And then I feel like there was times I remember when I was on the raw food diets and only did Pilates. Like I had these round shoulders and I just remember feeling very fragile and just very weak. And so I just here to say, hey, if you're just starting your health journey and you're 50, you're 60, you're 70, hey, it's exciting because you're going to experience some incredible growth in health. And if you listen to these podcasts, you're going to experience some growth like emotionally and spiritually and get excited because you're about to age younger.
Oh, yes.
And you know, I mentioned this on the potty in Fort Worth, Pearl, just passing that. Hey, our mother, she's 82 now. And we ask her sometimes, hey, mom, what do you think? Like you're 82. How are you feeling about your age? Would you go back 1 year? She like gasps, like almost looking like she's going to throw up. What? Like last year, I was so much more unsure about this you know, I didn't have a revelation about that.
That's right.
And I wouldn't even go back 1 year. And so because she's a person that's always wanted to be continually learning, she's always challenging herself spiritually and mentally. And like right now, she's like learning whole books of the Bible. And she's just always, she's challenging her memory and she's challenging. And that constant growth is making her feel always young.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
You know, I think one of the best ways to grow, unfortunately, is with trials.
It is.
Tribulations. You know, if your mindset's wrong, trials and tribulations can break your body down.
Yeah.
Break your mind down.
They can make you worse, right?
But if your mind is right,
yeah.
Trials and tribulations are the instrument of, you know, like your highest glory.
Oh, so true,
I
Dan.
Just love it. You know, and I want to say too about people's ideas of how old they are. The age you feel means more than your actual birthday. These were the little bit Googles I was checking just before we started. And various studies have shown that your subjective age, which is the age that you feel, can predict various important health outcomes, including your risk of death in some very real ways. You really are. They're finding out now, science is backing, you really are only as old as you feel.
When I think about though, I don't apply an age to myself.
No, but you feel young.
I do.
So like all of the younger generation Hilltop that are growing up now and having babies, you know, they're all the early young marrieds now. I think of them as our peers and they may not think of me that way, but I think that I am them. Like that we are all together in a group and that I'm no older.
You know, I'm right there and my kids painfully remind me weekly that they don't see me that way. Because yeah. I'm the same way. I will bounce. So the school they go to is this wonderful community. Everybody's really cool there. And all the parents know each other. And the parents make, intentionally get to know each other. Uh-huh. And I will just, we'll be at a football game and I'll just pop up into the middle of all the middle school kids.
Yeah, you would.
And they're so fun. They're just ridiculous. They want to run around bonkers and do crazy things. And I'm like, I too want to run around bonkers and do crazy things. And a lot of the adults are just sort of like sitting on a hard, steel bench, watching the game. And I'm like, I'm going to run around with the kids. And then my kids afterwards are like, Dad, that was a little embarrassing. And I'm like, why is that embarrassing? Like, well, you were just sort of like hanging around. Like one point, like all these middle school girls were just like formed a circle around you while you were telling jokes. And like, I don't know, is that awkward? And I was like, not for me.
Like, well, you took the limelight, see?
My happy place.
No, it's so good. Some felt that they had age. You can go to sometimes I'm in the store, I'm in town, and I'll be like, how you doing? You talk to strangers.
I'm like, barely making it.
Things like that, the Eeyore. And then they'll say things. They'll actually move on themselves and add more sentences like, well, now that I'm over the hill, I'm just like, I suppose I'm as good as I'll ever feel. Yeah. Like things like that. But they're saying now that feeling old or having the subjective feeling of that you are aging, the consequences of that is very serious. Yeah. And feeling between 8 and 13 years older than your actual age results in an 18 to 25% greater risk of death of the study periods that they did with these people.
Hey, and so, that's real talk.
And so if you're listening right now, you're like, but I am feeling old. So what I would say to you is balance your blood sugar. I mean, sugar will make you feel older than your years.
Sure will.
Balance your blood sugar. If you need hormones, go grab them. Go grab some bioidentical ones. If you're postmenopausal.
Hey, know what'll make you feel older too? Too much alcohol.
Yeah.
You ever drink twice in a night? I know Serene never does. Like I'll be at an event, I'll have, some wine at the event and then there's like another event the next day. And then of course, not one to back away from a social gathering and have some wine then or whatever they're serving. And man, I need like days of recovery.
And you're not even a big drinker, so you're probably only having one or two drinks that night each night.
I only drink if there's like a special event.
Yeah.
Not because I'm cool, but alcohol is horrible for me. That makes you feel terrible.
Well, and
everyone's different because some people can drink a glass or so a night and feel fantastic.
But listening to your body is a huge thing.
A glass, yeah. I think alcohol every night is not best.
I think it depends upon the person. Like you could say, look at the Mediterranean diet. They have a glass of wine with their meals.
Well, it's not best for me.
No, right. But you can't do coffee either.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I think it's so fantastic, Pearl. You said you told people, check into bioidentical hormones if you don't feel great. For men and for women, check into it. Because sometimes that can help with the personality shifts that can happen when the hormones start declining. Mm-hmm. Because they say when you keep that young at heart personality, which happens when a man has adequate testosterone and the woman is feeling her sex hormones, the estrogen and the progesterone, she just feels younger inside of herself. Yes. But they say that those who feel younger at heart, they live longer.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, even just with a feeling, a personality that's more, because they say that it's those people that are still like Danny, that still go out and socialize, that don't get within themselves and get introspective and get all boring and just stay at home and doing like darning socks and crossword puzzles and everything.
Darning socks. I don't know anyone who does it.
They stay home and they darn socks.
Well, I'm just thinking of like those old fashioned westerns, and in the corner is the granny, with the spectacles to her nose. And
what are you
just
doing this weekend? I'm going to be darning some socks. What about you?
True though, but in the blue zones, the longest lived people in the world, all of them have community and they don't sit home and darn socks. You're right, Serene. They're with their family and friends.
Now, I just did a quick Google search and I just cut and pasted a few little interesting stories.
Okay.
And I might say, Tim, take it out if it's getting boring. But in 1985, American Richard Bass accomplished an amazing feat. He had set for himself the task.
Hold on, wait. You're trying to get through them too quickly, so you're reading too fast.
I was listening to audiobooks on my recent travel.
Well, you're doing it one half speed.
And you change the speed.
Yeah.
And you can change it.
Birth breathing. Birth breathing.
He had set for
no, him. Just medium, well, please. Medium.
Direction. Task of climbing the world's highest mountains in all 7 continents. Was he 19? Was he 22?
How old was he?
No. And that year, he was age 55.
Oh!
He completed the climb of the last of his 7 mountains, Mount Everest. And in doing so, he became the first person to climb all 7 mountains and the oldest person ever to successfully climb Mount Everest. But now, Mr. Bass' record has been eclipsed. The oldest person to climb Mount Everest is Yuichiro Miura of Japan, who reached the summit of Mount Everest in 2013 at age 80.
I love that.
And the oldest person to have climbed all 7 mountains in 7 continents is Takeo Arayama of Tanzania, who climbed the last of those mountains at age 74 in 2010. So that was like multiple.
It wasn't this mountain that like skilled like 25-year-olds were dying on.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah. People turn back
over time as life expectancy increases and people become healthier. And they're saying now the new, the 70 is now the new 40. You know, you're feeling
it is
40.
If you're not on the sugar.
That's right. Good on you, mate. I love that plug. Older people can do things which were previously the domain of those younger. Indeed, no one would be surprised if within the next decade both the above records were broken. Now, listen. I love it because let's just even go back in time. Let's go back to the Scrippies.
Take us.
For good old Leslie Pops. And I love it how it talks about Moses talked to about.
To good old our token heathen.
I love that.
You know, I love that how, you know, that Moses talks about his bones being full of sap.
Yes.
Like well past 80, he's like, my bones are full of sap. And I love it how Caleb talked about, he's like, let me take the high country. I'm stronger than I was when I was 40. When I moved in here,
I like
the
them declaring it, and I like me what I did today.
Yes.
We're just skiting about ourselves today. Skite, you don't even have that word.
Do you have the word skite?
Skiting, is that what you said?
Our grandfather would come home from an event. He'd say, "Let's go home and have a good skite."
Means talk about how great we are. But it's not to raise our egos. It's just to feed ourselves.
To encourage ourselves.
We grew up in a family of skiters, and we continue to skite. So yes. I'm about to skite.
You know, bring back the skiting. You know what I don't like?
What?
You know what's worse than skiting?
What?
Skiting's not bad, but what's worse is false humility.
Yeah,
where people are always pushing it off.
Yeah, not me. All goes glory to God. I mean, it does, but still, you don't have to say it every time when somebody says, you did something great.
You look pretty today.
But it's kind of culture. It's not only culture to talk sort of negatively. It's also sort of culture to fail.
Yeah, I know.
That's the problem. I don't care how you talk, but like it sort of complements. Like you were talking about those sayings, you know, like in the country, a popular one is, hey, how's it going? Well, it's going.
Yeah, I know. That's so true,
it's a real popular one. And yeah, it's often just a phrase, but I don't know. It's probably.
Brill and I call the new Skype. We grew up with the let's go home and have a good Skype, but. When we first moved to America, we were poor. Like we didn't even have a table. So our table was the rebounder because we always loved to exercise. Yeah. We brought this $20 rebounder from Walmart and that was our table,
Serene, you were so poor that in fact, I came to your house once.
Oh, yes.
And you made me one of the best teas I've ever had.
Thank you.
It's like the memorable tea. I still try to mimic it to this day. sort of a London Fog type of vibe or whatever. And I remember thinking that precious woman has mustered the last tea bag for her guest because that's a type. She's poor, but she's one of those like golden-hearted poor people who takes care of their guests no matter what it costs.
She is a golden-hearted poor.
But listen, okay.
Oh, hold on. Wasn't I about to talk about myself?
But
no,
Serene,
I was about to interrupt you before you talked about yourself. You're saying Skype. No, I just want to say.
Hey.
Yes,
don't feel bad. Before you feel too bad, though, I was your husband's employee.
Yeah, I
was poorer than you.
There you go. Okay, so, but we didn't have a car to go anywhere, right?
Yeah.
And so my dad, he drove the bus for the Newsboys. They would pick him up so he'd go on his job. We didn't have a car, so we lived in an apartment behind Kroger's.
Yes. Yeah.
And if we ever wanted to, like, we used to write books and stuff back then.
Yeah, but we didn't get them published.
No, but one was it cost you less to eat vegetarian. We were vegetarians back there. Remember that?
No one published it.
Yes.
It cost you
Serene
less to eat vegetarian.
Serene and I sat there for 6 months in this apartment, jumping on the rebounder now and then, and then writing on
getting
this
off of it to have a meal. Right. So we wrote this put our lentil soup on.
Yeah, we wrote on this old computer. How it costs you less to eat vegetarian. We send it away to all these publishers. Hey, no one picked it up.
Yes. Anyway, listen. But when we wanted to have a good Skype and make ourselves better, we would walk to Kroger's talking about what the books we were going to publish and all the things we were going to do. And so
guess what? It happened.
If we want a Skype, we say, oh, let's go on a Kroger walk.
Yeah.
Okay. So we just flew back from Fort Worth in the cafe, and we wanted to Skype to each other about how great the cafe looked and how it's all pulling off and all the great people that are working there. And I texted her. I said, let's go for a Kroger walk. Yeah, you did. She did. Anyway, back to Skype.
All that is Skype about myself. I was saying, you were talking about how in the Bible, Caleb and who was the other one?
Moses.
Yeah, they're skiting about, like, I've got so much sap in my bones.
Yeah.
And I was just bringing it around to me.
Good on you.
To me. Again, about how I went in to give blood. And I'm like, take my blood.
Yes.
I'm the boss of blood.
Yes.
You know, I was just like, because it was something that was big in my head, you know, I haven't been able to do much, you know, in this last few months. And now here I was given blood. And so I just wanted to announce it to everybody in the lab.
Yeah.
Like, how are you feeling? I'm feeling better than any of you. Thanks.
The Bible says
my blood.
Leslie Pops, the Bible says to declare a thing.
Yeah.
Hey, I love it.
There's not a time that I go through Chipotle that I'm not dying to tell them I'm the voice of
Danny, have you ever done it?
I never do it. Because, and the reason I never do it is...
I would have.
If it was like, and this is just the way a lot of chains are these days.
Hold on, can I give it for new peeps in the room? If you've heard a Chipotle ad, Danny's the voice.
Yay. Let me skite a bit.
Yeah, okay.
So, when I go through the line, everyone is so downtrodden looking that I don't feel like they're going to give a hoot. And so I feel like if I picture myself saying, I start rehearsing, right? I'm like, you know, and then
you
in my head.
You
want to
tell the girl making your bowl that. Or who
exactly.
Do you want to tell? Someone in line behind you?
No, I want to tell the employees.
Okay.
I want to tell the employees.
So they'll make your Chipotle a better mess in
no,
that bowl.
No, I want my ego to be stroked harder than ever.
No, you just want to skite and feel good about
yourself. I want everybody to be like, oh, hey, guys in the back, the voice of Chipotle is here. And everybody just starts like this ovation.
Extra guacamole
extra
all around.
They're like,
for everybody.
What can we
do
for you?
Do you have to pay for your own Chipotle?
No, I have to pay for my own Chipotle.
Oh, you do.
What a bad deal. Trim Healthy Mama would never treat you like that.
I bet they would, Serene.
I bet they would.
Serene, we pay for our own food at our own butterfly cafes.
I know we do. We went and we brought our own on our butterfly team.
We don't get it
yeah,
free.
Yeah, so I rehearse, and in the rehearsal in my head, they all don't even look up and they just slap the guacamole on.
Oh, no, a little less.
Yeah, because they don't care and they're too young to care about things.
But guess what? Back a decade, you weren't no voiceover for Chipotle. But
no,
now that you are gifted in years, you became the voice of the Chipotle.
Nobody says it's the new beef brisket at Chipotle.
And you're not getting like away this with guy. This. I got scrippies for you that love the Lord but don't go to church, Dan.
You that love the Lord but don't go to church.
You got some
That's
scripts?
The good old Dan. I got some scripts for you.
Me and Les, we're
Psalm 92:14 for everyone.
Psalm 92:14. Even in old age, they're talking about just the gifted in years, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green.
I love that.
The ESV version says they still bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green.
Ooh.
Love it. Oh, I love the end of Psalm 103. I think it's verses 4 and 5. You know, it's talking about, you know, don't forget all his benefits, who heals all your diseases, you know, who forgives all your iniquities. But I love it. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, sugar-free things.
Yeah.
So that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Did you just add to the Holy Scripture?
I did.
You added. And if you add a jot or a tittle, you go to hell.
The Bible says,
right?
You should never add a jot or a tittle. And she added more.
Who says?
The Bible, the jot or the
tittle.
You're
talking about the revies.
In John 15, yeah. In John 15, chapter 15, I love how it talks about those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. So if
it's
we
all
want
about
to keep,
bearing fruit, isn't
if
it?
If we want to keep growing so we don't actually age, it's all about, I think the best way is to actually become part of the vine.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
When we walked in here today, I have to give a little side story. I got accosted by everybody in this room, pretty much, because Serene was about to go chain herself to the tree. John was literally almost crying. He was like, but what? But why did you do this? You know, Leslie was so sad. And Ben, everybody here was like looking at me with dagger eyes because there's this beautiful tree on our farm here.
It was the tree that we parketh underneath.
It was a beautiful tree. And it was like 400 years old.
It's like 400 years old.
It was like Avatar.
If this was Israel, Jesus would have like knelt and like prayed the prayer underneath that tree. Like it was that one of those chosen.
It was just standing alone. And it had a name. It was Carsis. Autumn named it. Before we ever built on this property. Carsis.
It's a sacred tree.
A strong, beautiful tree, which we came to this property and I saw that tree and I was like, there's a wise old tree.
Why did you cut it down?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Ugh. And then I'm going to remember why I'm telling
this
story.
And then you're going to leave 5 minutes for the scrippies.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, but this is
The story. Keep going.
So last year, we realized that it wasn't greening up in the summer very well. And then there was a storm and it got hit by lightning. So then this summer,
it didn't declare good things unto itself.
It stopped showing the fruit. It didn't have much. This summer, the leaves kind of remained brown. Its strength was still there and it was still big and beautiful. And then recently, one of the big branches fell and Crusoe, my nephew, looked at it and he said, that branch was completely dead. He said, this tree's, and it was dangerous. It's right over their little house where they live. He said, this is a dangerous tree now and it's not greening up. It's dead. And so today we came and all we see is a stump.
It's a stump.
It had to go.
Yeah.
But it stopped bearing fruit.
Yeah. And a big thing about not bearing fruit is when we stop wanting to learn.
Yeah.
You know, I heard once, I don't believe it's true, you know, because, you know, the sad situation is people are taken all the time, like the fallen world, and people die before their time. But I heard somebody say to me once you stop learning, the good old Lord takes you. it wasn't biblical, but you know, but we're here to learn though. And that's our whole thing is
we're here to
just
grow
keep growing
wisdom.
And learning. And I love Proverbs 1 verse 5 that says, let the wise hear and increase in learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about a mum again, just skiting on her, doing the Skype. She's always like in in-depth studies, not to actually give out a sermon because she does have, you know, ministry. She speaks to women, but it's all for her own interest and her own just fun. And you said to me the other day, Pearl, Serene, you said, I just wish that all I had to do in life was just to research. I could be a happy lark just having my yummy food that I love to make and just researching all day long.
I could.
But learning is fun.
Learning is.
And when I just love it. And let's just keep going here. Proverbs 31:25, strength and dignity are her clothing. And she laughs at the time to come. And that's what I want to say. We don't have to be afraid of aging, of rolling down the other side of the hill when we're learning, when we're growing spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. We can laugh at the times to come.
And there will be challenges.
Yeah.
Like you said, Danny, but it's our attitude in them.
Yeah,
and we can grow through them.
Watching you walk through menopause, Pearl. Watching you walk through these uncharted waters that I haven't yet sailed into. I'm so excited. Like I'm laughing at the days to come because I know that I'm going to walk through with learning. I'm going to learn about it like you have, and I'm going to walk through with strength. And it's exciting, and it doesn't mean growing old for me.
No,
it does not. And I also love Romans 12:2, where it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
And it goes on. But that was the part that I wanted to share. Renewing of our mind. We can make our mind younger.
We can. And it's new pathways.
By truth and new pathways. And it goes on. I've got so many scrippies, but I'm going to stop about them all now. But it also talks in the Bible about the latter rain. And I want to do a study about that, how the latter rain can even be more than the former rain. And I know that there can be harvests in people's lives that come really late in their seasons. And it's a great thing. And talk about seasons. We're commanded to even bear fruit out of season.
Yeah.
Like some people think, oh, well, you know, I've been in my prime. I've done that. Now I'm just going to darn socks. like we're actually meant to bear fruit even out of natural season. Yeah. And I just wanted to say really quick too about, that's done.
Hey.
Okay. I wrote all my Googles and touched on them all.
I'd like to hear what age you identify as.
Me?
Mm. Yeah. Both of you.
Like Pearl said, it's not actually an age, but it's the young group.
Yeah.
It's the young group, like the 20s, the 25s.
You in your 20s?
Oh, I'm definitely in my 20s.
See, I don't.
But it's not an actually age. I don't say 20, but it's the group. It's my older children's age. I don't feel any older than them physically or
See, because I've always felt like I was an old soul. So when I was in her 20s, I looked around and I felt like I don't fit with these people. Yeah. And so as I've gotten older in years, I felt like I fit more.
Yeah.
But I feel physically younger than I have probably ever. Physically younger. But mentally, I feel like I...
You're gifted in years.
Yeah, I like being able to say 51. I feel like, oh, that sounds a bit more right for who I am. Probably when I'm 71, I'll be like, oh, that's right there.
But
I like
gifted
that.
Gifted in years for the wisdom, but it's not regression or rustiness.
No.
Or deteriorating.
I feel like yes, I would say, and even with the challenges that I've gone through physically, I'm so glad for them because I feel like I've come out the other side with more wisdom of how to deal with myself, Pearl, in this body and in this mind and in this spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing gift that God has for us. New wisdom, growth, mm-hmm. a new thing I want to do, he says. Yes. God's always like, I want to do this new thing.
And as long as we're alive, he wants to do a new thing.
Yeah, he does.
So whether that's 85, he wants to do a new thing.
As long as we have breath and we're breathing in, he wants to do a new thing with us. Mm-hmm. And I'm just all about it. I'm like, just take me there. Just take me there.
Yeah.
What about you, Dan? I mean, are you...
15? I'm 22.
Oh, you're 22.
Yeah, old enough to drink, but not too old.
Yeah, you're one cup of wine a month.
Yeah.
If that. You know, when I was, I know what you're saying. When I was in my 20s, though, my like what I would consider true friends were way older.
Mm.
If anyone was my age, they also had way older friends. You know what I mean? Like they were old soul. Yeah. So one of my closest friends was like in his 70s. Yeah. When I was in my 20s, mm-hmm. like a father figure.
And, you know, my husband, Charlie, he's 15 years older than me. So he's 66. And, you know, I don't really think about age, but I kind of think of us as the same age. It's weird. It's just this combined age of I don't think of 66 or 51. I just think we are who
Unibarrant.
We are. Yeah. Yeah.
Cold Steel. And so is it Cold Steel? What is
cold
she?
Steel. Cold Steel.
Cold Steel.
I think it was, yeah.
It's your nickname, her hero nickname.
But no, I did. I have times in my life where I dreaded getting old because I dreaded the physical aspect. And I had lies in my head. You know, we all have lies about, I think many of us have lies about that youth. You know, youth is what's to be exalted and celebrated. And from then it is downhill. And I used to believe those lies somehow. Yeah. But
no, the youth need to be quiet more. You know, I would love to, they just do.
That's
the youth need to shut up.
Let me go back to my scrimmies.
We've got some youth listening. I know,
and they're
going
to say, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young. I think what Timothy was like in his 40s, by the way, when that was said. But, you know, like you scroll through the YouTube shorts, right? And it's all young people and, you know, they're being entertaining or whatever. Most of it's ridiculous. A lot of funny stuff. Don't get me wrong. I love YouTube shorts with my friends. But I would love, like, I barely subscribe to any YouTube channels because I'm like, more of the dumb. But, like, I want to see some, like, 80-year-old influencers. Like, these kids are called influencers. As if they have any right to influence anything with driving Lamborghinis off of cliffs and stuff. It's like, what are you influencing, you know? Like the influencers who are real influencers aren't showing up on YouTube. Like, you got to go find
them. It's true, Danny. I saw something on Instagram, though, the other day that I just sat there and cried. And it wasn't, she didn't put it on, this woman. She looked maybe like she was late 80s. Her daughter had put it on. And it was all these videos of her like late 80s mother. The joy in her life and how she embraced life, I just sat there and cried. I'm like, now that's an influencer.
Yeah.
Because she's not on Instagram. There was videos of her. She was running. She jumped off this little jetty and into the water. She was at, you know, at a birthday party for grandchildren. And she was the one dancing with the grandchildren. She was at a picnic. And she was the one, like, getting up there. And just the light on her. I just thought, goals. That's who I want to be.
Yeah.
When I'm in my late 80s, I want that vigor. I want that love. The love she had for life was just oozing.
That's amazing.
Out.
You know, and I just think our grandfather bungee jumped at 83. Nice. He had the highest point of New Zealand for his 83rd birthday.
My ankle would rip off.
Then I just think of our father. You know, he's in his 80s, Pearl, skiting about him. And you keep saying to me, and I agree, we all say to each other as the children, like, he just gets more joyful and more just pure love every year that he gets older. He actually just growing in this youthful, lighthearted personality. Mm-hmm. Gone are the, like, worried kind of edges.
Yeah.
That, like, that we kind of have as younger people. But he's just like, he just sees things from a higher plane.
He does.
And when I was encouraging like this youthfulness, I'm not talking about embalming a look of youth.
Right.
Because I think it's a feeling of youth and it's a health that shines out from the inside out. But, you know, I'm not all about this, you know, being disrespectful to those who have done it, but like all about plastic surgery and trying to embalm like no lines on the face, mm-hmm. you know, and making everything taut like a spaceship, you know, because I think sometimes those lines that aren't from bitterness and aren't from anger, but lines that come from years of loving and years of laughing, like
big
that
smiles.
80-year-old that you were saying should be an influencer. They make a beautiful face.
They do.
They make a beautiful face. And that doesn't actually look like rust and regression. It looks just like there's more wonderful chapters of stories that they can tell you around the fire over hot chocolate.
You know what drives it all? Let's do it. You know what drives it all is money and corporations. They're actually lying to the children constantly, day in and day out. They're telling, they're helping and inflating certain quote influencers, making them feel amazing, paying them handsomely to influence children at the right age when they start to have a little bit of money. It's all been thought through and targeted, and these children are just buying merchandise. And so there's this whole world of esteem and aspiration and goals that is presented to young people, and neck and neck with that is the rise in depression and anxiety and teenage suicides. And it's actually killing people. And it's disgusting. This whole like, you know, there's old people there, or there's elders, there's older people who will complain about, you know, how trivial the social landscape is. But there is a real problem. It's actually a real problem. And, you know, it's hard to explain to your children when, like, my kids don't have, I mean, that my oldest is 17. They still don't have social media.
Really?
Which is insane, right?
Really? So you don't allow them to have social media?
No, they don't have.
Are they okay with that?
No. 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 My youngest son asked me daily, almost as a joke now.
You do feel strongly about this, don't you, Danny?
I feel so strongly about it because mental health is so important.
And it embalms just a certain generation too on the social media. It does try and embalm and glorify just this one, like 25 and under. Yeah. You know, and you have to hit all your highlights in life in this little section.
Yeah, there's a message and it's very strong. And when you have it from several apps and all your friends are sharing videos and like there's this one hand where there is like comedy videos and it's fine to have a nice laugh. Somebody made a great video that's just funny. But like mixed in is this overarching narrative that is crafting and molding minds and hearts.
It's almost like they'll hit depression because they're not hitting these markers.
That's right.
At a young age when maybe they're slow bloomers. Maybe it's their season a few decades later.
Yeah.
But because they're not experiencing all their peaks at this young kind of like age where they're meant to be just like experiencing everything. I see what Danny is saying. It just kind of like closes their book too early.
But it's true.
In their
it does
mind.
Affect everyone. Yeah. You know, Serene, remember I used to say to you even some years back, well, you know, I'm kind of, because we're public figures.
Yeah.
I felt I would say to you, well, I don't know, pretty soon I'm going to be aging out of this.
It made me so mad. And I had for yourself.
Yeah, I had this thing in my head, well, you have to be of a certain age and look a certain way. And Serene's like, Pearl, the older you get, you're going to have more to speak and more to give. And it's like, who cares? You don't need to look like a 30-year-old. But I thought I kind of did. I need to look at least like I'm like 39. I don't believe that anymore.
No, the older
I'm proud of each year I get and I feel like I'll have more wisdom to give.
And the older in years you get, the more you're actually going to have something to say.
Yeah.
Like even the things we're saying right now that are meaningful to me, probably meaningful to some listeners. But like when, you know, take 5 years from now, you know, I think we'll be horrified at
what we didn't know yet.
Just at what we didn't know, what we said in ignorance or what we said partially or incompletely or in zeal, but not in love. I mean, I look back at some of the things I see that I did and said, oh, you know how Facebook will remind you like 11 years ago, you said this.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy Godmother. How do we erase it from history?
Yeah, I know.
How do we get it out? Because at some point, I might actually say or do something significant, and people actually like quote me, and then someone's going to be like, yeah, but look what he also says.
Yeah.
And it's going to be horrifying.
That's so funny.
Well, you're just like our mom who's like, oh, I wouldn't go back there.
Oh,
I was immature then. Yeah. This year has taught me so much.
I feel
and it's
like
a gift.
In this moment, I feel the highest peak I've ever felt in my life.
Yes.
This very
I can
second.
See it on you. I can gift. See you wearing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we have to embrace it, eh? It's there for the taking and it's there for the growing. But if we don't tap into it, and
we
if
can
we,
be like the person in the grocery store. Well, it's going.
Well, it's going.
It's going.
Yeah.
To
everything's going. Yeah.
Yeah.
To the grave.
Well, I hope you guys feel encouraged. I loved it, Serene. I feel encouraged.
I feel encouraged.
Good old Skype. Trim nothing, mama, my way. And then I'll be trim nothing, mama.